guess what, people? It's 2023, and you could be in a long-term relationship and love the fuck out of somebody and not have a child. And it doesn't mean you don't like kids. It could be in a situation where you and your partner are solely focusing on your careers, building yourselves up to be better providers, because I don't know about too many of you, but I come from a huge family where I am the oldest child, and I had parents who focused too much on having kids and not really focusing on the finances and not career driven. And it honestly made our lives hard as fuck. Not to say anybody else's life is easier, but shit, you grow up in a fucking empty abandoned garage, drugs in the household, whatever. It's like, you gotta understand that the biggest thing that those situations have in common is lack of accountability and lack of foresight, actually thinking ahead. This is Let's Talk Forella. And as always, this episode is brought to you by Hydro Affirmations. Remember, it's game time. Grind and mentally examine the inner me extensively. So it's like, not having a responsible mom and dad really gave me, and not saying my biological father loved him to death, I'm talking about my stepfather, but not having a responsible parent really, shit, I know how to do hair. I know how to change diapers. Like, I know how to cut boys' hair. And it's not to say, damn, woe is me. It's like, shit, if I wasn't sitting up there making sure we was straight, it's like, who knows what our situations could have been if we're going to school and everybody's tired and people are hungry because mom and dad want to party all fucking night. So honestly, shit, I'm not going to lie. I might be a little traumatized about having kids, but I will say one day I'll have a kid, family. One day I will have a child. But please stop trying to push children as if it's you've been together with somebody for a long time, time to have a child. Like, how come we can't go travel? How come y'all not saying, hey, when are you guys planning on starting a business? How come nobody's saying, hey, how's your trading going? I want to get involved with that. How come nobody's asking about what careers we're trying to pursue on the side? Like, why is the norm fall in love, have a child, and if you fall outside of that, then it's like you're a fucking alien? Hey, I identify as a dink. Me and my wife were dinkies, dual income, no kids. We travel a lot. We work even harder. And it's like, shit, we get to sleep 8 hours every night. And I'm not opposed to anybody else who has kids. I'm just saying, for a lot of situations is, shit, I got married young. I got married at 23 years old. So for my family, the only thing they said when I first got married wasn't even congratulations. It was, when are you having a fucking baby? How many months is she? What the fuck? I'm sitting here like, I'm in love. I'm pursuing my love with my partner. I want to dive deeper into this. Nah, she's pregnant. She for sure has to be pregnant. There's no way. And now that we've been together this long, everybody's like flabbergasted, like, wow, like, how are you guys together after all this time with no child? And it's like, bro, we travel, we go on spa days, we get shit done together. My wife builds up her career and different entrepreneurship she has going for herself. You guys do know there's so much shit you can do in the world than just have a baby. Like, I don't know about a lot of you, but I'm really out of the conventional norm of go to school, go to college, get college debt, get a car, get car debt, get house debt, owe every fucking body. And I'm just sitting here trying to have a job where I either break even or I just make enough money to avoid the amount of debt that I have. And it's like, for me, went to college, realized, man, I didn't want to do that. You can definitely have an ambition, have a goal, realize, hey, it's not working for me, and then turn around and really change how you want to pursue this money shit. Like, fellas, if you out there and you trying to be a rapper and your wife trying to tell you that, you should get a job, she's not saying that you're a piece of shit, dude. She's just saying that, hey, right here, right now, the money should be the main focus. Focus on getting this money and then turn around and then go pursue your career, your goals and dreams. Because honestly, guys, I love to draw and paint. I'm a drawer. I'm a painter. This is Let's Talk Forella. It's literally named after Ferrella Galleria, my art page on Instagram, where I draw and paint. Like, I sell artwork, I sell logos, I sell acrylics. Did I plan on doing it? No. I just love to do it all the time. The path I took to try to make some money, shit, my degree was gonna cost me $80,000 and I was gonna get a job fucking making like $50,000 a year. That would have been stupid as hell if I did something like that. And then I would have had the debt and then cost of living and all this shit. Like, with how the world is now, I thank God every single day I didn't go through with that damn degree. Because where I am right here, right now, today, I'm making more than what my degree would have cost me, and I have no debt. And it's like, I'm really, really fucking happy with that situation. And now that I make the money, I now took a step back to focus on the art, but none of that goes without saying that having a kid, not having a kid, gave me the free time, gave me the perspective to shit, work on myself and my relationship, because at a time where me and my wife were butting heads and not really good, dude, we're talking about having a kid all the time. And thank God we did it, because at the time when we were talking about having children, we didn't have good jobs, we didn't have nice cars, nothing. And everybody in our family was promoting it faster than they was promoting us getting married. Like, it honestly makes no fucking sense how they'll push you to have a child, but not care about the marriage side. And it's like, I'm the one who has my priorities fucked up. No, not at all. And getting married young, you really have a lot of time to build on yourself and really understand what you and your partner need, because it's like kids, they cost. Kids, they take time. Not knocking on anybody that has kids. But for me, a lot of friends that I have that have kids, we're the same age and they're 2 times older than me. Like, how they look, how they act, their outlook on life. Not saying everybody that has kids is a Debbie Downer. Some people do have kids and become greater people. Some people be in a bad relationship and have kids in hopes to fix the relationship, when it's like, y'all looking at me because I got married young with no kid, but I'll look at a young couple and be like, oh, you guys got 3 kids. Are you married? They'll look at me like, bro, why would we need to be married for? And I'm like, oh, okay. And then why is co-parenting such a trend? Like, why do people get together and have a kid and just like try to be besties about it? Like, if you're with somebody and you guys break up and you can be cordial for your child, cool. But just like, having kids and just, it's like, wow, my generation is such a lost generation. And it's not my age group. I'm 28. I'm talking about you under 24-year-olds. I don't know what's going on with y'all. I got a bunch of siblings in that age group. And it's like, come on, guys. Fellas, you got to work hard to make money. Okay. If you don't want to go to school and you don't want to go to college, focus on your craft, focus on your career, focus on what it is you need to do to make you some money. Not knocking the dough boys either. Understand what that money can do for you. Understand investing accounts. Understand LLCs, because it's like, if you're making all that money and you spending it fast, you're not really as money savvy as you think you are. So it's really understand that time is very precious, and not a lot of us have a lot of time. So if you're not going to go the path of having kids or going a career or going straight, it's like, what are you doing in your free time to better yourself as an individual? Because right now in my life, I'm focused on being the most equipped parent as possible. I just want to be at a place where when I have my child, they don't got to worry about nothing. I got time for them. We can travel for them. I don't got to work hella OT to take care of them and my wife. And I don't want her to do the same thing. But it's like, while we're getting up to that point, it's like, with the amount of traveling you can do once you're peaked in your career and you have no kids, it's honestly absolutely insane. And not a lot of people talk about it. And it's okay to be open and vulnerable. Like, hey, let's prolong kids and focus on our jobs. Because guys, kids are an investment. If you don't look at kids as an investment, then it's like you're not really thinking about the real possibilities that come with having a child. You got to think about their future. You got to think about their college. You got to think about their sick, turning 18. And the saying is, my kids won't be in my life after they're 18. That's not true. That's not true at all. Until either you, your husband, or your child is dead, you are going to be in each other's lives forever, because life happens. Life happens. And I just want to be at the state where I want to just have all the skills and capabilities to make sure my children don't have to worry about anything. And if I end up in Paris, or I end up in Dubai, or I end up somewhere else around the world, until that point, shit, I could be 30 in Egypt with my wife sitting there like, you know what? Let's not have them. Or let's have one. But until then, stop fucking asking. If you got family members in your life harassing you and your partner about having kids, send them this video and say, hey, how come you guys don't check on me and say, how's my career? What's my career path? How's my degree? Where do I tend to go? Just because me and my partner been in love and we got a house, we got a nice car, and we're traveling, definitely does not mean that it's time for a kid. It's time for a new trip. It's time to start a new business. It's time to learn about new investment opportunities, because the world's changing. We're becoming AI. It's a lot of shit going on behind the scenes. The conventional life of having kids and just chilling out, it works for some people, not for everybody. And you don't see me at funerals going up to the old people saying, hey, time to start picking out coffins. You're next. It's the same equivalent. Just because I'm at a baby shower, I like to buy nice gifts. I like to be a good uncle. I like to be a good god daddy. But when the babies start to cry, go home. Time to go home. And not a lot of people are comfortable with saying that they're too selfish to care for a third. I am too selfish right now. I can only care about me and the same woman who has the same last name as me, my wife. And until, shit, we have a baby, or until she's at a point where she's peaked so high at her career, she's ready, or vice versa, we're chilling, we're relaxing, we're enjoying life. And y'all know what just happened with what's to say if something else happens again? I want to be able to get our shit together, get our passports, and be gone. I'm not saying you people with kids aren't going to be gone. I'm just going to say it's going to take a while for you to flee the country. That's all I'm saying. But to end this on a light note, love your partner. Think about what it is that you guys truly want out of life, because it's more to life than just having a baby. You can really be in love and be married, y'all. And as always, these episodes are brought to you by Hydro Affirmations. Remember, this is game time. And as always, if you love my videos, you love the format, you love the lighting, you love the edits, everything is done by Pacific Light Media. Everything, everything. Check them out on Instagram. You don't need followers on Instagram to be a big, gigantic corporation making million-dollar moves. Check them out. Start a podcast. Boost your social media. If you doing hair, you selling, you doing nails, you an esthetician, doing lashes, whatever, Pacific Light Media Group can help you structure how you do everything to make you that much better. Y'all looking at me like I'm a professional YouTuber. I'm not. I'm just the guy who talks. Pacific Light Media Group are the people who are magicians with the cameras. And to end this, I'm out. Blah.